When a child is behaving in a negative way and finding most things in life bad, boring, or bleak, this can be indicative of something fairly serious. But it could also just be that an attitude change is in order. On the next Family Matters, we'll discuss what to look out for if your child is constantly sullen. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A concerned mom wrote to us and asked this question. What can we do to help our son develop a more positive outlook on life? He complains about everything and seldom seems happy. His negative attitude is affecting his schoolwork, and I'm sure it's hurting his ability to make friends as well. The first step is to try and understand where this negativity might be coming from. There are several possible sources. You know your child better than anyone else and are probably in the best position to determine which of these profiles describes his situation most accurately. Sometimes a negative attitude can be rooted in a child's natural inborn temperament. Some kids are easygoing, others find it difficult to adapt to change. Some are aggressive and domineering, while others tend to be quiet and more introverted. In the same way, certain children have a naturally sunny disposition, while others are inclined to focus on the bleak side of life. Many studies indicate that there is a strong genetic component to these temperamental differences. This is a factor you'll want to consider carefully as you try to get a handle on your son's attitude and behavior. The four humors of Hippocratic medicine and medieval psychology can provide helpful categories for thinking about distinctive personality types. The first being choleric, which is a person who is dominant, passionate, idealistic. Sanguine is the type of person who is courageous, hopeful, light-hearted, and social. The third personality type is phlegmatic, where a person is rational, calm, unemotional, and steady. And then finally, a melancholic type is usually moody, introspective, and despondent. It's possible that your son simply has a classic melancholy temperament. But while temperament and genetics may play an important role in a case like this, environmental influences can also be responsible. Kids can learn to be negative from the people around them. If you are serious about dealing with this problem, you should begin by asking yourself some honest questions. Could it be that you or your husband have modeled this kind of attitude and behavior for your children? If not, could it be that you've made the mistake of reinforcing his negativity by giving in to his complaints or coddling him? Perhaps you did this when he was younger and are only now seeing the results. Whether the problem is temperamental or environmental in origin, you can address it by making some changes in your parenting style and methods. Concentrate on eliminating your child's penchant for complaining by ignoring him when he's negative. Don't give in to his dark mood. If he talks in bleak terms about his day at school or the birthday party he attended, tell him you're sorry he feels that way and then go about your business. Don't prolong the discussion, just move on. On the other hand, when your son says anything positive or displays the slightest bit of enthusiasm, you should reinforce this behavior by smiling, praising him, and letting him know how much you appreciate his upbeat attitude. That said, there is another possibility you should probably consider. There's a chance that your son's negative attitude could be explained in terms of physical and biological factors. There is a psychiatric condition called dysthymia, which is actually a long-term low-grade depression. It's often characterized by a low energy level, a lack of interest in life, and even a chronic negative outlook. If depression runs in your family, or if you suspect that your son's problems may have some connection with dysthymia, we recommend that you have him screened by a qualified child psychologist or psychiatrist. Depression and dysthymia are often easily treated with medication or psychotherapy. In fact, research suggests that a combination of the two treatments often produces the best results. Focus on the Family's counseling staff can provide you with a list of referrals to professional therapists practicing in your local area. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.